Blog Talk Radio.
Now I want everybody to clap your hands in this place.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, we want to bring to you Memphis' own. The world's been waiting on it, and now the wait is finally over. Chantel.
Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Now you know that Jesus will fix it. He will fix it for you, breaking the chains. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. To Fresh Fire Friday, you are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil on this afternoon. Praise God. Hallelujah. I am so excited to be here. at this place. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Nothing like getting before the Lord and doing what the Lord has called us to do. Amen. We was anointed and appointed for this time. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, y'all know how we do. Praise God. I got to go and I got to pray. And now the Lord to have his way. Amen. Praise God. Let me pray. Let me pray. Let me pray. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy, oh God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for all things great and small, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you woke us up this morning, God, in our right mind with the activity of our limbs, Father. And we thank you for it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, ha, yes, Holy Spirit, as we press into the Spirit of God tonight, Lord God, let something change. Let something break. Let us get elevated in the spiritual realm, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We know that you are lifting us up in this hour, Lord God, because only you can do it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I pray right now, God, for every listener, God, every listener, open up their ears, open up their heart, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And I thank you for what you're going to do, how you're calling us forward in this hour. You are raising up an army, Father God, to do your will. So we thank you for it right now, Father God. Now I ask, Father, that you gather all your people, God, in the name of Jesus. God, raise us up, raise us up, raise us up, because many people are out here, Lord God, and they lost hope, Father. So I pray right now that we will be the tool that you use in this hour, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I ask that you anoint me afresh. Anoint me afresh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh, Father God, that only comes from you, Father, because you are great and mighty, Father God. You are awesome, God, and we love you on tonight, Father. So, Father, with that being said, Lord God, have your way. Move by your mighty power on tonight, and let the Holy Spirit have his way. Break the fetters, God. Break everything that needs to be broken, God. Break every yoke, Father God. These things I pray in your son Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless and praise the Lord. Let us get started on Fresh Fire Friday. Glory to his name. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Your presence is overwhelming. Nothing like your presence. I sing to you. I dance with you. I cry before you. Here in this place, I give my all just to be whole, just to be near, here in this place, just you and me, everything so clear, now I am free, just you.
Oh, how I love this place.
No more chains holding me. No more chains holding me. I've been set free from the expectation of man. Free to worship Jesus. Unrestrained, unashamed, unrestrained, unashamed, unashamed, unrestrained, unrestrained, unrestrained.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are free to worship. Amen. Praise God. We thank and praise God that we are free to worship him. But how many know, praise God, hallelujah, that God is doing something supernatural in the realm of the spirit for his people? There's no people of God. The battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. Oh, come on and bless him, bless him, bless him. What he said, you can't handle it by yourself. Amen. The battle is not yours, but it belongs to the Lord. But guess what? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I won't complain. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got to get to the point where we won't complain. Take it to the throne. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Take it to the throne of God. I won't complain.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Has he been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. Tell me. You know what he did? Yeah. He dried all of my tears away. Midnight in today, so I'll just say I've been talked about by Virgilah. I've been misunderstood by Virgilah. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but Virgilah, the bills are due. Don't know where the money coming from, but Virgilah, 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 I want. Yeah, I won't complain. God, 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 God has been so good to me. He's been good to me. More than this whole world or you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, me. Yeah. And dry all of my tears away. Ever stop you from crying? Shine my midnight in today. So I just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's dry. 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 Every one of my tears away. Midnight in today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I could, but I won't. 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 Can you say it? Some of y'all been complaining. Some of y'all been mumbling. Some of y'all been grumbling. But you ought to thank God for bringing you this far. You ought to thank God for bringing you from a mighty long way. And you're all right. And you're all right. You ought to stand on your feet and praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Going back. Amen. Hallelujah. To them foot stomping churches on the corner. Amen. Praise God. The Holy Ghost filled. Fire baptized. Speaking in tongues. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to his name. He said, I won't complain. Hallelujah. He been lied on, talked about, and been misunderstood. How many out there, praise God, been lied on, talked about, and been misunderstood? Amen. But in all that, he said, I won't complain. I won't complain. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But how many know, glory to his name, the wind of God is blowing our way, praise God. And after this song, praise God, hallelujah, I will be giving you the power word for tonight. Hallelujah, glory to that. Come on and worship with me, people of God.
The wind of God is blowing
Come on, hallelujah, hallelujah. The wind of God is blowing our way, hallelujah. The wind of change, hallelujah, glory to his name. I believe it, y'all. The wind of God is blowing our way. Amen. Praise God, praise God. Get excited for what the Lord is getting ready to do in your life. Amen. He kept you this far. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. You know he wants the best for us. Hallelujah. So we thank and praise God. But tonight, amen, I'm getting ready to get into our power word for tonight. Amen. And it's coming from Matthew, the 15th chapter, starting at verse number 13. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. The Bible reads, "But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted." That is the word. And now I'm going to expound on it just a little bit. Every tree that is not planted by my God is going to get uprooted. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. In Matthew 15 and 13, we must be in agreement with the statement about Jesus made. What Jesus made, it was forceful, and we should enforce this statement in our lives. God has a plan, and he has plants. Come on, somebody. Nothing can uproot the plant of God. But if it is not planted by God, it is uprooted. We have things that are not planted by God, listen, in our church, in our family, in our day-to-day lives. Amen. We are commissioned, come on, to uproot it. It takes the manifold, come on, hallelujah, wisdom of God to know those things that are not the planting of the Lord. Those things that oppose the things and knowledge of God in our lives. Those things that stand on our way as an obstacle are not the planning of the Lord, and they must be uprooted. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I've been quoting this and I've been saying this, amen, for the last couple months. Amen. Everything that my Father has not planted in my life got to be uprooted today. Come on, somebody. In our career, there is some planting plants by the devil. Come on, via man. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. They must be uprooted. For they are the little foxes that destroys the vineyard. These are viruses that grow up in our lives. God planted good things intentionally, but whatever is not the planting of God must be uprooted. Somebody say uprooted today. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the process of time, in our Christian walk, some things that are not the planning of the Lord comes up, and we have to cut them off. Come on, Holy Ghost. Ask the Lord to identify those things that makes you not to serve God well. Come on, we need to uproot it today. Tell him to open your eyes to see and give you the determination to cut it off. Somebody say, cut it, snip it, snip it, snip it, cut it off. When you are removing the things that hinder you, do not spare it. Come on. They may be lovely, but since you understand, come on, We understand some things. The implication of leaving those things as they are. Do not spare it. There should be no compromise or negotiation. The Bible says in Galatians 5:7 tells us that those things that hinder us matter. They must be uprooted. Uproot every plant that the God of heaven did not plant in your life. If you do not know it, ask the Lord to show you and give you the grace to uproot it. See, sometimes we need grace to uproot things out of our lives. Amen. Praise God. Because some things, praise God, try to come and stay. But we need grace to get those things out of our lives. People out of our lives, praise God, that don't mean us no good. Praise God. Hallelujah. There are so many things in our lives. Amen. Our own issues. Amen. We have to uproot. Amen. That's why the Lord said, open up our eyes and we may know what is good for us and what is not. So everything that the Father has not planted in our lives got to go today. Tell them it's an exit sign behind me. Amen. Praise God. Get to stepping. No matter how close it is to you, if you allow it to grow, you will never succeed in life. If you have a friend, a work, or other things, come on, and it does not make you serve God faithfully, cut it off from you. Come on. These things appear as necessary. Friends, angel of light, come on. Those ones that come around like the angel, like, want to kiss you, hug you, and not, and come on, somebody, and don't mean you no good. But the angels of light, alluring and enticing within all these. They are satanic of the enemy. All things may be good, but they are not profitable to you. And will not accelerate you into a God-determined destiny. Whatever that seems not to complement you in your walk with God, do away with it, people of God. The planning of our God complements you, not hinder you. God don't hinder us, praise God. He pushes us along the way. Hallelujah, glory to God. Look inward and locate those things that are not the planning of the Lord. Those things that are not the planning of the Lord are valueless. You only value what is profitable to you while you have your being. Let go of whatever that is not profitable to you, whatever that is not, come on, whatever that is profitable for the kingdom of God, unprofitable, must be removed. Is God seeing you as profitable? The Bible says in 1 Timothy 1:13 tells us that God trusted those who he hands the ministry to. What position has the Lord entrusted to you in your local church or wherever you may be serving, on your job, in your home, how you're speaking to people, how you're connecting to people? If it's not of God, it got to go today. If you are not profitable, God will do away with you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You think that God won't do it? He will, praise God. Resolve from inside of you to be profitable to God. And anything that will make you unprofitable to God, he shall cut it off. Tell the Lord to remove these viruses from us and from you so that we function well. Joshua 24:15 tells us to choose between whatever is not the planning of the Lord and God. So here is our power word today. Hallelujah, Shanda. You got to get to the prayer time. Hallelujah. My prayer has been anything, God, that you have not planted in my life, get it out of my life. Uproot it, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Because why? We want to go forward. We want to be prosperous. We don't want no hindrance. We don't want no blockages. We want to be profitable unto the Lord, that he may rain many, many blessings upon your head. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And guess what, y'all? Now it's time for a song. Thank you for Fresh Fire Friday. Amen. Hallelujah. We're still yet holding on.
They said I wouldn't make it. They said I wouldn't be here today. They said I'd never amount to anything. But I'm glad to say that I'm on my way, and I'm growing more. That started out with me.
All right, don't you let go, don't let go, don't let go. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. I'll never let go of his hand. Keep your hand in God's hands and everything will be all right, amen. Praise God, hallelujah.
It's been a million days and a million nights. Oh, I still remember how your love changed my life. Not enough words in my vocabulary to express how I feel.
This hour, amen, of Fresh Fire Friday, amen. You have been on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil on this afternoon, praise God. So I thank God for you allowed me to come into your homes and your cars, wherever you may be, praise God. I thank God for you, praise God. But with that being said, I'm going to pray and I'm going to put on the last song. Amen. Praise God. I hope you enjoyed the songs. I hope you enjoyed the word of God. Amen. I truly enjoyed myself tonight. Amen. Praise God. Because God has taken us higher, higher, higher. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Glory, glory, glory. Just know that, praise God, everything is done in the realm of the spirit before it's done in the natural. So God is working on everything that concerns us in the realm of the spirit. So shall it manifest down here on earth. So we thank and praise God on today. Amen. It's time for the manifestation to take place. Amen. That God is doing just what he say he's going to do. He promised us good things. Amen. He promised us. Amen. He said, I'm watching over my word to perform that what I said over your life. So don't you get discouraged today. Amen. Praise God. Know that God is God and he's God alone. He owns everything. Everything belongs to him. Praise God. He's opening up the vault for his people. Amen. Praise God. The things that the enemy has locked away, God is turning those knobs right now in the name. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, he's turning those knobs right now. Praise God. Opening up the vault for his people because his people are going to be blessed. Remember, the transfer, amen, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. So there is a transfer taking place in our lives. Watch what God's going to do, people of God. Hallelujah. I just don't say it to say it, but I'm saying it because God put it in my heart to say it. Amen. Let me pray. Let me pray. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we call on you, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you will bless us, God, indeed, and enlarge our territory, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, we thank you, Father God, for what you're going to do, that your hands will be with us and that you will keep us. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, from all evil, God. We ask that in the name of Jesus, and that we may not cause pain, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, we ask you to grant us what we have requested, the way requested, the way you did for Jabez. Amen. Hallelujah. So Father, we thank you right now. Glory to God. Glory to God. What you done for Jabez, but now do it for us, Father God. We read your word. He was a great cloud of witness, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we ask, Lord God, that you endow us with your power from on high today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We bind our mind to your will tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we bind our mind to your will, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God. And we ask, Lord God, that you will turn things around in our lives, God. Make the crooked places straight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Bring us in alignment with the power of the Holy Ghost on tonight. Bring healing to our bones. Because you said, hope deferred, make the heart sick, Father. So we ask, Lord God, that you will rain in our minds, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for all things, great and small. We thank you for the pulling down of strongholds. We thank you for breaking yokes right now in our life. Yokes of sickness, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yokes, God, of financial disaster. Break those yokes, God. Free us from all debt. Free us from all things, Lord God, that hold us in bondage to the enemy, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Bless them, God. Bless everyone. From the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, starting with me, God, and let it go out in the airways, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you. I praise you. I glorify you. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Now we're going to tear that kingdom down. God bless you, people of God. Love you much. See you on Sunday morning. If you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, praise God, you may do so. All you got to do is dial me 302-883-9799. Praise God. If you want prayer, The same number, praise God. If you want me to lead you to Christ, the same number, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And don't forget, on next week, get ready for a great revival. Amen. Starting off with Pastor Waters. Amen. Praise God. Bishop Thurman Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministry. Lady T, praise God. And then, yes, Holy Spirit, on Thursday, you will have me. So get ready, people of God. God is coming through, and he's reviving us. He's repositioning us, and he's turning our lives around. In the name of Jesus, God bless you, people of God.
We're gonna tear your kingdom down, Lord Jesus. Oh,
Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down.
Our gates,
building
your kingdom, yeah. But the preachers are gonna preach your kingdom down. Good God Almighty, yes. For the preachers
are gonna
preach your kingdom down. Oh yes, you've been
building
your kingdom. Oh yes, hallelujah. Not only that, but listen up, for the mothers are going to pray your kingdom down. Good God Almighty,
for
the mothers
are gonna
pray your kingdom down. You know what? Not only that, but listen. Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down. Yes, we are. Oh, Satan, we're gonna bring it down. I got one more verse, listen. But the deacons are gonna pray your kingdom down. Glory be to God.
Oh.